Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. On today's episode, I am interviewing my good friend Des Hamilton, and I am so excited to share this interview with you. We recorded it just last Friday, and I got off the recording. I got off the interview. So excited to share this with you because Des took £200 and he turned it into £100,000 using online selling, and he's going to be talking all about that within the interview. But what I love the most is it wasn't the money that we focused on. The money's amazing, but we talk specifically about what that meant for Des and his family and the quality of life it provided for them. Des has 4 children and a lovely wife called Claire, and together they have built this business and they are growing it day by day. I am just so excited to share with you everything that we spoke about, and I hope you love it as much as I loved recording it. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life, Babe podcast. I am your host, Lydia Killian, and today we have a very special guest on the show. We have a man called Des Hamilton. Des is a father of 4. He's a family man, and he is the founder of Goodbye Rich. No, it's not.
That's the worst business.
That's the worst thing I could say. He is the founder of Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich. He has made it his personal mission to turn £200 into £100,000 over the past few years. And he's documented everything, growing his TikTok page, his own podcast, his YouTube, his Facebook group. And now, as well as Amazon FBA, he's also reaching into the TikTok affiliate world, and he's teaching you how to grow on there as well. I don't feel like I can do him justice as much as he's going to do himself justice. So, Des, why don't you tell us everything about what you do?
First of all, hello. Lovely to be on. Really, really glad to be on.
We're happy to have you here.
Right. What do? You know what? I've been asking myself this question so many times. I haven't got a lovely one sentence that can just sort of describe it. You know, it used to be, I'm a civil servant. That was the end of that. Now, I'm a guy that hopefully shows you what can be done if you want to make money online. I want to be the guy that's just a few steps ahead of you. I'm still only 2 years in. So if you want to get started, you can still only be 2 years behind me, which is nothing. And I'll show you how to make money online. It's not about £10,000 a month, side hustles for the broken lazy. It's nothing to do with that. It's about what's realistic and how £200 each month could genuinely change your family's life. £500 could. And we will get you to a place where if you wanted to get £5,000, £10,000, we'll get you there, but we do it realistically. So that's what I look to do through various different secondary income streams.
I love that. And you mentioned that, you know, people would only be 2 years behind you, but with a mentor, that doesn't have to take 2 years. So
exactly
the fact that you've documented it with your TikToks and everything that you've done, you are actually saving people so much time now because you've done the hard work, you've done the graft, you've figured out what works and what doesn't work in terms of the Amazon selling and the growing a space online as well. And now you can pass those tips down and cut people's time in half almost, probably more.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny enough, it's through exploring all of these income streams. Everyone will tell you that, oh, this one's a scam. Dropshipping's a scam. Amazon FBA is a scam. Print on demand is a scam. None of them are. None of them are. It just depends on what suits you and your mindset and what lights your fire, you know?
Definitely.
So what I do is I've gone through as many as I possibly can to find the ones that I like, first and foremost, but then also which ones I know could help regular people live, people that need it, people that want to earn money on the internet, but they haven't got a clue how because they've been brought up to think if they want money, they've got to mow lawns or walk dogs.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, no, you can actually do it from home and you can actually do this. And you're dead right. We've put systems in place now where the only thing that's slowing you down really is how much time you've got available to you.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's lovely.
I mean, you say that, but you've got 4 children. So your time was limited anyway with an actual job and a family of 4 and a wife. You know, you've been able to create this whole new world for yourself with the limited time that you had in that circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
I know.
It just freaks me out that it doesn't freak me out that I did it because I always set out this plan to do it. But it's only when you look back and you see what you've actually achieved, you think, bloody hell, I did that, you know? Yeah. And I know you do from the life that you had to the life that you've got now. You sort of look back and go, that was a different world.
Definitely.
But yeah, once you've got that motivation to change and that fire inside you that no matter what, I'm making my life better. You do it with every possible hour you can, don't you?
Definitely. And I think as well, you know you're going to do it, but then, like you said, you sit back and look at everything, you're like, oh my God, I did it. And you're like, you look back like it was a fluke, and you're like, no, I'm going to do it again now, and I'm going to go get the next thing. But it's just gorgeous looking back and thinking, wow, I did that. And I think that's what's amazing about what you're doing at the minute, because you're going to pass that gift on like a domino effect to
Yeah.
everybody that's following you and actually, taking heed of what you say. So what was the defining moment that made you think, no, I'm done with the rat race. This isn't it for me. This isn't the life I want. Many of us think about having a business. We all sit there dreaming of, oh, I could become a pop star, I could become this, I could become that, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
We all have these fantasies, but what made you take it from just an idea in your mind to, no, I'm doing this?
Yeah, it was a culmination of things. I wouldn't say there was any one specific thing. It was, someone said it to me the other day that it was the Chinese water torture. There was just a tap, 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 tap. My life was just getting slowly worse and worse, and you don't even notice. You know it when you accidentally put on 4 stone. No one puts it on overnight, do they? It's
I
the
did
same.
that. I did that when I was 21.
Oh, did you? Well, I take that back. Take that out.
Definitely, definitely wasn't an accident. You think it is. Suddenly you look one day and you're like, oh my God, but it is the accumulation, like you say. It's just that the daily habits that contribute to it.
Exactly. Whether it's getting into debt and stuff, no one gets into debt overnight. You slowly, slowly go through it. And we realized, so Claire and I started seeing each other 2018, my wife Claire. We got married New Year's Eve 2021. And we had bought our house in 2019. She's a teacher, sorry, was. Well, she was a teacher, a secondary school teacher. I was a civil servant. We both educated, university degrees. We'd done everything we were meant to do. We'd done everything they told us to do to have a lovely life. And over the 3, 4 years that we were together before we got married and all that, everything, all of a sudden, our money was just running out. It was running out on the 20th of the month. Then it was running out on the 15th of the month. Then it was running out on the 10th. And we were like, this is ridiculous. So we went up to Edinburgh for our honeymoon. Claire could only get a couple of days being a teacher. Bearing in mind, we got married New Year's Eve. And it was like the 2nd of January. We were sat in Edinburgh Airport, hungover to the maximum. And we were just sort of waiting for our plane. And all there is to do up in Edinburgh Airport is basically eat a Burger King. So we're sat there with our Burger King and we're saying, right, what are we going to do? Brand new year, 2022. We need to make some money. And Claire went, I'm going to do side hustles. I'm going to do the penny saving challenge. I'm going to do mystery shopping. I'm going to do paid surveys. And I went, right, you do that. I'm going to look into this Amazon thing. This was January. And then I looked into that. I went down a couple of rabbit holes. And it was around sort of like the middle of the year, 2022. And I said, right, okay, I think I know enough now to know which model suits me and what I need to do. But before I do it, I want to write it down and do it properly. So I made sure it wasn't just an impulsive thing. I sat, and I think one of the things that seems to separate me is that I did a business plan and then I did what my brand values are. Even though it's just
Wow.
reselling stuff, I thought, no, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to scale it up. So I'm going to write, okay, how much money have I got? Now, if I make 30% on that every month, what would that get me in 6 months, 9 months? So almost subconsciously led, to be honest with you. I broke it all down into really bite-sized chunks for goals. I knew what I needed to make each month, which then meant I knew what I needed to make each fortnight. And at the same point, I knew I wanted to document it because, well, you know me, I like a ramble. So I thought, well, why not film myself as I do it? Here's a little thing. I went to drama school when I was a kid, so I've always had that about me.
Me too.
Did
Yeah.
you? That's
You can
amazing.
tell by my TikToks, I'm so theatrical. I'm just like,
I
and it makes
love
sense now for you as well. I think like all the drama school kids are on TikTok right now. Love that.
I love it. But yes, so I thought I'm going to document it. So I got used to all that. And I thought, right, if I'm going to put myself out there, what's my brand? I'm the family man. I'm the guy that works hard in these spare hours. I'm the guy that will show you what to do. And I read a book, Building a Story Brand, which teaches you basically how to tell stories, because that's all everyone is ever interested in anyway. So I knew then that my audience were going to be my hero. I was going to be the narrator. The government and the state of the world were the baddie that we had to beat. And we do it through making money on the internet. And that was kind of, I knew I was going to do that before I made my first post, before I bought my first product, and I put a plan in place and got going.
I love that. We have so many similarities because I always say to my audience as well, nothing you see on my page is an accident. I studied TikTok, I studied how people were showing up on there and not performing per se, but how they were portraying their story, like you just said. And it's so interesting to know that you did that as well, because I think a lot of us, we go into like Amazon selling and we just try whatever's coming our way. We don't really plan it out. We kind of just see, oh, let me try this for 2 weeks and then we give up because we don't have that plan or, like you said, those bite-sized goals in place.
Exactly. I say it to a few people on my webinars and stuff. I don't think you realize how much hard work it is to make things look as impromptu as we do.
Yes, definitely.
And people say, oh, you can just press record and talking to a phone. I go, no, you've no idea what I do before I press record and talking
Yeah,
to
and
a
it's
phone.
practice.
It is practice.
I said to you before we started, like, I'm organized chaos, but there's still some organization in it. Like, there's still a lot of thought that goes into each piece. So I love that you did that as well. You mentioned that Claire actually said she wanted to start the side hustle. She wanted to, do the penny challenge and things like that. How important do you think it was to your success? Because I think a lot of the times we find one person in the couple wants to go one way and the other is still living in the same paradigms as what's been set up their entire life. And you don't usually get the two people at the same time go enough is enough. So how was that working as a team together?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't think we talk about this enough, you know. Everything. So Claire's my second wife. I know, hands down, I couldn't have done this in my previous marriage. It just wouldn't have worked for that exact reason. And that's no blame there or anything. It's just you're embedded in the DNA that sets you up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Claire and I, we found each other at a time where we've each said to each other, if we found each other 10 years prior, we might not have made it, you know. But we found ourselves at the time where we knew we both wanted change in our life. So Claire, when I met Claire, no children, had her own flat in Hove, career driven. And there's me with more baggage. Jesus, I can't even imagine here. We have two kids, love. have a divorce. But yeah, it's incredible. So we came into each other's lives. And at that time, Claire was sort of head of the Duke of Edinburgh Award for the school that she works at.
Oh, wow.
Or one of the key people. And she had a trip coming up. We were only seeing each other for about a year at this point. And she had a trip to go and sort of do the base of Mount Everest. So she flew out to Nepal and was there for about a week or so, 10 days or so, and came home. And she sort of said to me then, she went, I've had enough. I've gone out to this place where people are so poverty stricken and so poor and have got nothing but the bare essentials. But all that matters is family and community.
Yeah.
And they're the happiest people. She said, why is it we're depressed over here when we've got all of the things that the Western world thinks are luxuries? And she said, my focus has changed. And she truly meant it. So it was a case of, right then, what can we do? And even then, I didn't know. This was like 2018, 2019. So even then, we didn't know. But I think COVID changed a lot as well, Lynn. I think
Yeah.
all of a sudden, having the freedom to be at home with my kids every day. And that was something I never had.
No. And if you did, it's in the school holidays whilst you're still at work.
Yeah, exactly.
No one ever had that, oh my God, this is what life could be like feeling.
No, that's it. Because especially we were all part of the machine. And it's a weird thing because I don't say this flippantly, but we had no problem with lockdown. It was fine because we were really comfortable with each other and we got to see the kids and oh, we were able to work from home and everything was lovely. And we realized then, I don't want to go back into the office.
Yeah.
And I found myself making excuses and without actually knowing what the problem was. But then the money thing happened, like we were skint. And then when we started making money and you could see freedom was a thing, bloody hell, you realized how much you actually wanted it.
Definitely. What do you think was the biggest challenge within the £200 to £100,000 challenge? What was the challenge within the challenge?
Yeah.
And if you want to talk a little bit on how you got from 200 to £100,000 as well in the past 2 years, I'd love to hear about that as well.
Yeah, no problem. So initially, it was £100 because that was genuinely all we had. We went, right, let's just throw £100. And if we lose it, it's a lesson learned. So we had this £100. But then the first £100 will go, it went so well. We found these products that we knew would turn a profit on Amazon. So we were doing things like you go to B&Q, you find something on sale, you buy it cheap, you send it into Amazon, it spent sells for more money, and you keep the profit. That's Amazon FBA in a nutshell, or retail arbitrage. We started doing that and we found so many good deals, and we could see at this point that we had proven that the concept works. We're like, we'll just throw another 100 quid at it because our cash flow is tied up, which is one of the big problems you have if you start off with such a small amount of money. We were aware of the biggest problems because this is what we talk about. I did the research. I absorbed so much YouTube content. I knew what to expect in that first month. I knew that the cash flow would be shit. And I knew that I'd be working my hardest and my longest for the least amount of money. And that's something I really bang on. That's almost my mantra. For the first 6 months, if you've got no money and you're learning something brand new, you are not going to make 10 grand a month. You need to be okay with the fact that you're going to earn about 25p, but you're going to be working your
So
nuts
accurate,
off
it's
for
so
it.
accurate. There
It's true though, isn't it?
it is, Joe.
But you're learning a new language and a new process. Oh, anyway, but yeah, so we knew that challenge. We knew that was going to be a thing. What was really nice is that the socials went really well almost straight away. So we had all of this positive reinforcement. And I was already at this point, I was already putting my affirmations in place. I knew what it was. I was calling it a frequency at the time. I don't call it that anymore, oddly, as I've learned more about the whole thing. But yeah, I knew that I was grateful. I was working towards it. I knew what I wanted to do. So those sort of fears weren't really, I wouldn't call those a challenge, oddly. The challenge was spinning the plates of my life, my work,
Yeah.
and what was growing with the business, sacrificing, cleaning the house as much as we should have done. The garden grew into an overgrown mess. Our sort of quality of life was slipping away a little bit because we were throwing everything we could into it. Claire and I, we were kind of passing ships in the night for about 6 months. In the first year, our youngest hadn't been born, so Claire was pregnant for that, of course, which comes with its own challenges. Claire had a, she had a thing, she had a scare, basically. The doctors thought she had a blood clot in her brain. So, and then they turned out, no, it was just an incorrectly read MRI result.
Oh my
And we were
God.
like, well, how do we know that you're reading it right now?
Yeah.
You
You've
know, that was horrible.
got
I
it
know, yeah. So Claire got signed off about 5 months into the pregnancy from work. So we had all of that. Then the baby was born, and of course, sleep deprivation. So those were the biggest challenges. The bit where work was never a problem. When I was at work, I prioritized my work, but then the business was getting busier. Claire wasn't able to do as much as she could, bless her, because she was doing the most important thing, you
Yeah.
know. Those were the trying times. And when we still weren't seeing the results, because you go on social media and everyone's a success. Everyone's doing this, this, and this, and this. And I'm sitting there and everyone's telling me, you're going to be a success. You're going to do it. We know you're going to do it. I'm sitting there going, but it don't bleeding feel like it, you know, from day to day. Can you all just stop taking this for granted? Because this is genuinely important.
Yeah.
That was a trying time for about 6 months because the imposter syndrome.
Oh yeah, the imposter syndrome. I don't think we get spoken about. I don't think it gets spoken about enough. When you're in a new space, and not just that, you're positioning yourself as a leader within that space as well, to a certain extent, because you're trying to show other people how to do it as well. I know I certainly found that with my industry and when I first started out. And I think those little gremlin voices in your head, they start shouting louder and louder when the results aren't resulting. And the fact that you're able to get through that 6 month period with the health scare with Claire, with the pregnancy, with everything is just remarkable. And I think that's why you are so successful now, or you've managed to create what you've created, because I always say faith isn't real faith until it looks like it's absolutely not going to happen and you still believe anyway.
Love it. Yeah.
Because that's what real faith is. If it's easy to see the quids rolling in and go, oh yeah, I'm going to make it, it's not even faith. Like, I want to say confirmation bias, but I don't think it even is. I think it's just, you've got evidence of it.
That's
So
it.
when there's no evidence, and you still believe, that's a superpower. And I think that's one of the biggest things in manifestation. If you can harness that kind of dumb, blind faith, hook or by crook, I know it's going to happen, even though the garden's overgrowing, even though, we're not cleaning the house, even everything like that, and you still believe, like, no, this is going to come of something. That's personally for me what I try and teach my clients, because that's when it's the hardest to believe, but it's going to yield the biggest results.
You know what? Yeah, you're dead right. You're dead right. I can't really talk too much about my day job, but around about that time, they made it clear they weren't overly happy with what I was doing. Around about that time, you and I met,
Yeah.
and around about that time, I went out and sought therapy. But we also doubled down on our affirmations.
I
At
remember.
that time, that was when I learned EFT and learned things like breath work. I've always been really fortunate that I don't seem to suffer with any sort of mental health issues that sort of cripple me.
Yeah.
When I've had instances, of course I've reacted accordingly and stuff, but I felt myself going down this, there might be a self-sabotage thing. So I reached out and got therapy. I thought, I want to nip this in the bud. I don't want to do this. And then started speaking to you, started reading more books, started learning more about my limiting beliefs. That was when I really got to work on the limit. Around about the time you launched the 2-week challenge, actually.
Yeah, it was. I think we met in March, and I did the 2-week challenge in May, but we'd already been talking about your affirmations. And one thing that Des did, which was amazing, which I haven't even done on my Instagram page, was you shifted some of your affirmations. You were doing your EFT, and you messaged me, you were like, "Lynn, I've grown to about 14K in a month." I was like, "What? I've not even done that."
Yeah, that was nuts. I shifted it to. Yeah, my charisma shines through. People believe me when I speak. People trust me. People understand that I'm relatable because I'm in their shoes. And I did a post, blew up 500,000 views. Next thing you know, I was literally growing 1,000 followers every 2 days, and it stopped just
Insane.
shy
It
of
was
20.
crazy.
Yeah, it was
But
amazing.
the reason why your affirmations were so powerful, though, is because so many business owners, so any business owners right now listening to this, you didn't, when I noticed this when you told me what your affirmations were at the time, none of them were focused on metrics. None of them were
No.
focused on, I want 20K followers, I want 10 grand. There was no mention of any of that. It was all about the storytelling, the brand, the trustworthiness. I think one thing I remember you saying was just about how content, you wanted your content to hit people and stuff like that. And that's why it grew so fast, because you were focusing on the things that actually bring in those type of views.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. I wherever it is, Lynn, whether it's the universe, whether it's a god, where whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but in my mind, it's an individual.
Yeah.
Because I find it easier to talk to somebody that's an individual rather than an all-encompassing entity, right? And in my head, I'm thinking, if I give that person something so specific, subconsciously, that's an ultimatum. And that's not how anyone wants to be spoken to, you know? I don't want to say, I want this, otherwise I don't believe you. Subconsciously. And I kicked on
That.
to
Well, you
that.
are effectively talking to your higher self.
Yeah.
It's weird because I grew up Catholic, so I believe that there's a God, but then at the same time, I believe in a universe, and then some part of me believes that the same thing, and then some part believes it's my higher self. So I've got all these like kind of muddled views, but no matter what they are, it's something.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, I think it brings a lot of resistance up as well when we're going, I have 20,000 followers, and I have this, and I have that. Your brain or whatever is going, no, I don't. Bollocks, da, da, da. And in my
Yeah.
industry, there's a lot of say your affirmations in present tense and make them so specific, but I think you're absolutely right. I think focusing on things you can back and get behind as well, so you know you're a powerful storyteller, and if you don't know it now, you're good. Like you said, you were reading that book on how to build the storytelling brand, so you're working towards that. you're working
Yes.
you're walking towards you're working towards that self-concept, even if you're not quite there yet. And so your affirmations
Definitely.
are going to hit differently.
Yeah, because at the same point, if you are talking to somebody that you're treating as your best friend and you're saying, I want 20,000 followers, it feels like, hang on a minute, mate, I'm not a genie in a bleeding lamp. You know, you want to say to them, I want to do this, and you're willing to meet them halfway. That's the point. You're willing to put the graft in at your end
Yeah,
so you can receive it at their end. It's to
definitely.
say, I want £1 million. Well, what are you doing for it, mate? You know, it's,
Yeah.
I think you need to, I, I You need to qualify it. You don't want to quantify it. I think that's the best way.
I'm a big believer in that. I mean, there's a lot of creators on the internet that talk about manifesting as if it's just wave a magic wand, and I always say it's like it's not Harry Potter. We're not going to flipendo something into existence. It is to I do think it's so magical to an extent, and we can create things out of thin air, but I'm a massive believer in doing your 50% for the universe, and the universe will give you 100% back. Like
Definitely.
when I was like deciding, okay, I'm going to create a content creation business, manifestation, whatever, I couldn't have done that without making videos.
Exactly,
I'm not
yeah.
going to wake up tomorrow with 100K followers from not making videos and just demanding the universe gives me that. You have to do your part in the equation. And I think again, it's all about choosing your hard, because like you've just described how, you know, there was a 6 month period that was really hard, but then living for the next 20, 30, 40 years, skin with four kids, also not being able to do anything because the cost of living is rising so much. So that would have been really, really hard. So I think it's about
Yeah.
choosing your hard. And I don't know whether it's the pandemic, I don't know whether it's because of the internet age we live in, but I feel like people are a little bit resistant to putting in that effort. They'll put the effort in for someone else, someone else's
Yeah.
full-time job. They'll work for another CEO and give them 40 hours a week. But when it comes to their own manifestations and their own goals, it's like they kind of give up at the first few hurdles, or they really have resistance to putting it. I don't know, I'm not going to say they don't want to, but they have that resistance to putting in the graft for their manifestation.
Yeah. I think you said it the best way earlier. It is a faith that you need to have. And I'm not a man of faith. I never have been. But when it comes to this, you have to be consciously aware that you need to put in things that a person of faith would have. You
Yeah.
know, like the whole cognitive dissonance thing, where if something good happens, that's because of the universe. But if something bad happens, that's because the universe moves in mysterious ways. Right? That you've got to have that. And there were times where I was feeling low. I'd put the TV on, Mary Poppins would be on. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be Mr. Banks. That was a big driver for me.
Yeah.
Mr. Banks, who works at the bank and turns on his own kids because he'd rather please the bank. And I think, no, that's not what I want to be. I well up when I talk about Mr. Banks, so bear with me. Jesus, man.
Oh,
That's such a big fear of mine. So the
yeah.
fact that now that I don't work and I'm there for the kids and I do all of the school runs, that I'm not Mr. Banks. But it's. You start seeing the signs in everything that what you're doing is correct, you know? That was it. It was never going to stop us. And when things got tough, we doubled down on it. These last couple of weeks, Claire and I have gone, right, our diets are shit. Our schedule is all over the place. Half term's finished. We really want to get the ball rolling. So we went, right, we're coming back on. We're doing the self-concept challenge again. We're doing it again for another 2 weeks.
Oh,
We're
I
going to
love
put on.
that.
Yeah, this is what we've done. We went, right, we're going to have an hour a day for exercise. We're going to have half hour a day for rampaging or self-concept work. That's how we look after ourselves, body and mind, you know? And we've had a really good week, a really good week,
It's
literally on the first
amazing.
day.
The difference it makes is incredible. Funnily enough, I've been doing the same. I realized in September I was living in fear quite a little bit. I wasn't living in fear. I'm not scared of going outside. But, you know, when it came to growing the business, and I could tell, like, I didn't want to reach out to other brands and stuff like that. And even doing that, we've been trying to organize this podcast for ages. And part of it's probably my procrastination on growing the business and expanding what I'm doing in the business. But I was like, right, I'm doing a self-concept challenge again. It's my challenge. And I've been the same. I've got a walking pad next to me. That's half an hour a day I've got to do at home, the gym,
Amazing.
eating. I've cut out all the treats I was having. And it just makes the biggest difference. Like when you change your self-concept, you care about yourself more. And I love that Claire does it with you, because like I said, sometimes one of us grows and then the other one stays there, and that's what causes the stretch.
Yeah.
And you know, one gets resentment and the other's flying, and it's just that it just doesn't mesh anymore. So I love that Claire's doing that with you.
It's so lovely, especially when everyone starts feeling bad about themselves at any one particular time. But what we do know is that the self-concept challenge makes you address it. You don't
Yeah.
bury your head in the sand when it just comes back worse the month after and worse the
Of course
month
it does.
after. Nip it in the bud there and then. And well, who doesn't want to feel better about themselves, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's a saying called new levels, new devils. And one thing I found with mine is I realized like I don't have like a cringe factor over my business, but it was like that, oh God, I'm starting to reach 100K followers. Like, oh, who do I think I am? And it was like this, no, let's just stay here. This is really comfortable. I like this comfort. And so no matter what goal you hit, there is going to be new levels, new devils. And so there's going to
Definitely.
be new limiting beliefs that come up, and then we're going to have to address it all over again. But I think the magic of this work is you know what to do this time. So the
Yes.
limiting beliefs, you have more of an observation over them rather than it like just you being succumbed by them and you living within them. You're like, oh no, I see what's going on. Let me just switch a few things up.
That's it. That's it. And I don't think it ever stops, because even when you're building something up, especially something that I'm doing, you don't want to tell anyone because it's embarrassing. I went anonymous.
That's the word I wanted to use a minute ago. I was getting embarrassed of what I was doing.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I'm so obsessed with what I do.
And look what it's given
Oh,
you.
yeah, but people from my hometown started finding my TikTok, and I was like, oh no, people is because I've had like a Hannah Montana lifestyle for the past 2 years. I'm not really give it to anyone that I actually know. People just found me off TikTok, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I said it in a Zoom call last week. Actually, it was even this week. You've got to immerse yourself in a community of people that are doing the same thing you
You
do
do.
in any way, because it's really lonely when you're doing something in secret from your friends and your family. And when you do open up, even so, everyone knows what I do now. And I'm exactly that. You've now got to justify. Even though you go, no, I've made 100 grand doing this, you've still got to justify why you're still doing it. You know what I mean? But yeah, especially when it comes to like parents and stuff like that. But it was, yeah, really interesting.
I can imagine like I'm quite lucky because my parents are quite hippie-ish. They were 90s ravers. My dad believes in them. They both believe in manifestation. So me and dad, my dad read The Secret at the same time. But I can imagine if you haven't got parents like that, how hard it would be to just, I mean, even when I started my online stuff, I don't think they quite understood this was back 8 years ago, like what I was actually doing. And I think sometimes you just have to proof in the pudding it. You just
Yeah.
have to show them. You have to prove everyone wrong. You have to say, do you know what? I'm going to show you anyway. And at first they'll ask you why, and then they'll ask you how.
Yeah.
I want to do that. Your
Exactly.
life's a bonus.
Like we had a scenario a couple of weeks ago. Claire made like a grand on TikTok shop, which was amazing. And
Wow.
we were so happy. And we told like my family, and one of the comments that come back was, "Well, you earned more than that in your old job, didn't you?" And we're like, "Ah, oh, that's not the
Well,
point. That's...
what did they say? Sorry.
You earned more than that in your old job."
Not in day.
No,
Not in
no, well,
both.
no. So that was a month. That was a grand in a month. But
Okay, but still, even
Claire's
still,
learning this new thing.
not bummy. Again, like it might be over a month, but it's probably not even a day's work from putting
No.
the hours time, I mean, and off your phone whilst you've got kids at home,
Exactly,
not
and that
doing
was just one
scratch.
of the income streams that we've got as well. You know what I mean? It's like, no. And we come away all of these times. We come away and go, well, we just have to show them.
Yeah, 100%. And also, like, it's that kind of not everybody's going to get on board even if you do show them.
No,
It's having
exactly.
that kind of just thick skin saying, I don't care because I'd rather
Yeah.
have this uncomfort than the uncomfort of my old life.
It's interesting. That was the biggest thing that came out of the therapy that I had, was this expectations, this unrealistic expectation I had on my family to understand everything that I was doing. You know, I was the youngest in the family, and I was always the one that was probably the loudest because I was the youngest.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it was this. Yeah, it wasn't fair on me to put this burden on them, you know. So it was something that
No,
I had to come to terms with. But yeah,
100%.
really interesting though. I didn't know that I was doing it.
I had Ben on a few months ago. He was my first interview. You know Ben, Trauma Corner.
I do. He's great.
I asked him for a quote, and he said, "I am not who I am. I am who you who." Hold on, let me get this right. I'm not who I am. I am who I think you think I am. I probably misquoted that and butchered that, but it's a Jay Shetty quote, and it's about how we all live thinking about what other people are thinking of us, and that's our perception of the world. Our perception is like what other people are thinking of us, but if we take that away and we take the ego side away, we just get to live authentically. And I
That's
think
it.
it's so true. I think we have these ideas in our head of what people think, and sometimes they prove us right with those, because like that comment they made about Claire's success, and it's not our job to change them either.
No, that's
We
it.
put that
No,
burden on ourselves as well.
I read something. It was like in any one conversation, there are seven sort of personality types in one dynamic, and it's that sort of thing. Your own self. Then the self that you want them to see, then the self that they see you as, and then they've got the same three. So you're kind of all straight away fighting with these six, and then there's something else on the top that I've forgotten. But yeah, it's so true.
It's exhausting.
It must be.
It
No,
was,
and
yeah.
no wonder people get anxious about social scenarios, you know?
Definitely.
Because there's
Definitely.
never been more judgment in the world as there is now.
No, I mean, one thing I've started doing recently, I mean, it's only this week, so let's see how long it lasts, but I have deleted my own, I've not deleted it as in like it's not gone, but my personal Instagram account. I thought if I really want to grow over the next 3 months, let me just take away that because then I'll probably stop caring about what other people think as much. And I might not be factoring in those kind of people as well. If not those kind of people, they're all my friends and like they're all like there's like, I follow quite a lot of people on there, but I don't think I'll be thinking about other people's opinions as much if I take that out of the equation.
No, I completely agree. I did a story on my personal page after I quit my job saying, but for those that don't know, I did a thing and then I stopped posting on it
Yeah,
just
I've
for
stopped
the same
posting.
reason. You've got friends that you knew from childhood, but when you see those friends, you revert back to that childhood version of you.
They
And that's not you
smile.
anymore. Yeah, you're not that person anymore. You're now a manifestation coach. So, yeah, that's how people need to see you, but you will instantly revert back to that person.
Definitely.
And that's not their fault, you know what I mean?
But
But
no,
yeah.
it's not at all. And it's not at all. And it's not even, I mean, like I said, with me, with this embarrassment in the past month and everything, no one's ever told me anything bad about this business in the past 2 years since I created it. Like I've had a lot of support actually, but all these imaginary things in my head are going on. It's not even, it's me putting something on them. This is me projecting.
Yeah.
It's not even them a lot of the time. But I think it's really important for those people listening right now who do want to build something to have those boundaries in place. Like be mindful that people might not always be supportive, but also go where there is support, which we're going to get onto just after this next question. So I want to talk about your communities and the TikTok shop affiliates and your FBA community. You mentioned something not a few questions ago, but like a few minutes ago about the school runs. Now, it's funny because I'm dreading the school runs when I have kids because I used to hate going with my mum to pick my little brother up from school. He's just like, plodding down to school run. But it is actually a beauty of your life now that you have the freedom to do this. And it's all about that perspective change. And in fact, when I do have children, I am going to have the freedom of, I can go and do the school run. And so
Yeah.
I think let's talk a little bit about what your quality of life is like now that you have, quit your job. Or like left your job, should we say, and you're in this new lifestyle. What's that like now?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great question. I kind of have to go back a little bit to when I separated from my wife. We separated, and I knew at that point then I had to be a completely different dad to the dad that I'd been before. I was the guy that was out of work, came back, must have seen him best part 2 hours tops a day, and then at the weekend. When you separate, all of a sudden, when you're a single dad, I had never had to do my little girl's hair before. I'd never had to make sure packed lunches were done. I've never had to go out and buy their clothes and find out what sort of things they want to do, you know, or plan of events or plan activities. Within 6 months, I knew that I'm a much better dad now than I was then, much better because I could do it all. And then it was one of those where, well, I'm still working a lot and I'm only seeing them half the time. So if I'm only seeing them half the time anyway, I want to be as present as I possibly can be. And that's what it's all about. Since we've done this, not only have they seen me do this, which is massive in itself, because we are literally a family, and my family's generations above me and above me and above them, we've always been employees, always. So I'm the first one that's broke the mold and gone out and done something weird. But the kids have seen it and they've seen what it's bringing in now. And I've read somewhere that like the most not important 9 minutes of any children's day are the 3 minutes that they wake up, the 3 minutes after school, and the 3 minutes before bed, because they haven't seen you for whatever reason. And I made a point of saying, I want to be there, present, and with them. That key point, if you know what
Goosebumps. Right.
I mean. But it's and so I'm seeing them thrive, you know, they're doing better. I've got the best relationship with them that I've ever had, Liv, honestly. And now we've got the other two as well. I can give them more time than I ever gave the older two, being this sort of rounded modern day dad all of a sudden. And Claire and I, especially with Claire as well, so she had maternity leave and just didn't go back. We look back at our childhood and go, imagine if our parents were around all the time, you know, and we're able to do that. And it's so lovely. And they're doing great off the back of it as well.
Oh, I love that. And I think, do you know what's amazing? Like, it's a, I would keep saying the 200 to the 200 to £100,000 challenge. Nothing that you've just mentioned was about the money that you've earned. It's about
No.
time and the freedom that it's created for you and the family and the quality of your life and the quality of a dad you could be and a mum Claire can be. That's what it's all about. It's, you know, the money's a facilitator. It's just the catalyst to create this life. And I think that's what's amazing about everything you've just said.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And we're so proud of that. We got into this to make more money, but we knew we wanted to make money so we could do the things that were nice. You know, this last week's been a big week for us because we could hire a gardener and we could hire a cleaner. Man, that's the best thing ever.
Those two things that you said where the quality of life was going down, they're completely gone now because you can hire people to do it. You're never going to have that
This is
problem
it. It's
again.
amazing. It's amazing. But we want to do the nicer things, and we're going to get to a place next year where we can start affording the nicer things. It was all about let's get the loft finished so we could get some, like, so the kids can have their bedrooms and things. We
Yeah.
still haven't finished that yet, but it's not the goal anymore. It's shifted. It's a, and yeah, love it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I got goosebumps.
Yeah,
Talk about your latest venture, which is the TikTok Shop community, the affiliate program. Tell me all about that because I don't want to get a thing wrong when it comes to describing it. So I'm going to let you do that.
worries. So, yeah, I've been this Amazon guy, and I've been doing Amazon, print on demand, affiliate marketing, YouTube, sponsorships, digital products, and digital courses. Those are the things that I've done. So, those are my seven income streams. Then I reached out to one guy and said, look, do you want to come on the podcast? Jack Dodd. He was known as Jack's Amazon Club. He's really, really successful. He's in early 20s. Doing so well. And he said, you know what, I've actually got an opportunity, let's have a chat. So then he reached out to my other mate Luke, and the three of us went and had this meeting. And I remember messaging you when I was up in
Yeah.
London. We had this meeting where we were eating a bowl of chips for 29 quid. It blew my mind. I had to go to Wetherspoons. I had to go to Wetherspoons on the way back just to ground myself. But we started talking about what we could do with a TikTok shop. And this whole time I've been the guy that says you can't make a grand a week in the first 6 months. It's nonsense. It will take you years and years. Jack went, look at this. And he showed me proof that loads of people were making that sort of money on TikTok Shop as an affiliate. So on TikTok, you'll see it. As you're scrolling through TikTok, someone will be saying, oh, I've got this new Stanley cup. It's brilliant. It fits in my cup holder. Click the link to buy it. Someone buys that, you get a commission.
Yeah.
Jack said to me, what if I give you a product that is selling thousands and thousands and thousands of times a month already? This product that he represents was the best selling brand on TikTok. Nutrition Geeks, everyone's heard of them. Hang on a minute. These.
We've all seen them on TikTok.
Yeah, that's it. Those. Claire now does it. That's where she makes the money. But we started talking about it and what we could do. And Luke and I, we've both got the same sort of morals when it comes to helping people and the same sort of realistic style. And we went, right, let's show people how to make money doing that. And we'll align ourselves with Jack because he's now heading up genuinely the fastest growing agency on the platform, who can give us good brands, who can give us higher commissions for people that were just generally doing TikTok shop. We've got a team of six. So me and Luke went out and reached out to four people that had already made money through Jack and said, why don't you come on board with us and you can be our coaches? We said, the main thing with this, because we basically tell people you've got to post three times a day to do anything so people can find your links. We knew the biggest challenge would be people that were just learning this new thing, throwing out, working really hard, doing what, 15 posts in 5 days and getting no sales and no views. We're like, they need daily support. So we said, right, let's give them daily support and we'll build an army of affiliates that when a brand can come to us and go, oi, we want to use your community, we can go, yeah, all right, then, but we want more money. And we've got a bunch of, like, basically an army of affiliates. So it's one of, we've built this place, Lid, that's so lovely. When everyone does well, everyone wins.
Yeah, of course.
And so they will earn money through commissions. We'll earn money because more members will come in. The agency will make more money because they're doing what the brands want them to do. So it's in everyone's interest to make the affiliates as much money as possible. So everyone's dedicated to this one thing. It's such a lovely thing to be able to do. And it fits everything that we want. And we reckon that what TikTok Shop is doing now is roughly what Amazon was probably doing about 8 years ago,
Yeah.
where everyone knows how to make money on there now. So it's yeah, it's just lovely. We're seeing people have been in our community. We had, and this was crazy. We put a 10-day marketing plan in place and we said, right, we're going to launch the community in 10 days, sign up to our wait list. We ended up with over 2,000 on the wait list.
I remember.
Nuts.
Which is
Nuts.
nuts for a first time sign up for any company, never mind 10-day build up.
We hadn't even told them what the model was at that point. They
And
just
look
did it
what
off the back
they
of trust. It was crazy.
did. You have built up the, all of you. You've built up this trust factor over the past few years, or however long anybody involved has been doing it. And that's, I think, the magic sauce for what you've been doing.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. That was lovely. We ended up with 750 sign-ups on day one. We had 600 odd in like a 2 hour window. And I can see I've gone red talking about it. But I remember I was sitting at the computer sending emails out because we had a few technical problems, and Luke rang me up. Luke was like buzzing, like shaking, bright red himself. He was going, look at this, and he flipped it onto his screen. It was just ping, bing, 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 bing. How many people entered the community? It was unreal. Claire and I went to sleep the night before saying, right, tomorrow's a life changer. You know, it was one of those. We knew
Okay.
it. But in the first month now, we've had a couple of people that have made just under 400 quid. Some people have done posts that have hit 500,000 views. It's lovely. It's working. It's working. And hopefully this month, we're recording this early November. We're expecting someone in November to make well over 1,000 in the month.
And that's a side
It's,
hustle.
yeah, it's a side hustle. All they're doing is posting three TikToks a day.
And I was saying, you're on TikTok anyway.
Exactly.
My biggest pet peeve, I actually did a video last night, and I don't delete many videos, but I did delete it because I thought it was a bit off brand because it was a bit of a rant. But I was like, my biggest pet peeve is people are going, oh, I don't have TikTok. Oh, I'm not downloading TikTok. I'm like, TikTok has changed my life.
Yeah.
I was doing Facebook lives and stuff when I first started this business 8 years ago. And the growth I've seen in the past 2 years on TikTok is ridiculous compared to what I was doing back then. The community is different. I feel like everyone gets advice off TikTok. People are finding you off TikTok. I
Yeah.
think people should not sleep on TikTok, and they definitely should not sleep on TikTok Shop. I think the first year of it being born, we were all a bit like, what's this new thing? But I think TikTok is actually going to become a bigger search engine than Google. I don't go
Yes.
to Google for my reviews anymore. I go, where's the best place in Birmingham on TikTok? Because then
Yeah.
getting actual video content, I'm seeing actual real life people give reviews. And so now, if I'm like, for example, last week the doctor told me I've got thyroid problems, won't give me medication for it. I'm going straight to TikTok because I know they're going to give me real life people advice. And it's the same with TikTok Shop.
They will.
Your
Someone will
sellers.
sell you those as
Yeah,
well.
exactly. This is what I mean. Your sellers, but they're a genuine product who have genuine reviews with it. So
That's it.
I think
And
people
the
can't sleep on this
violation.
platform anymore.
No, you can't. And TikTok are so protective of people selling things under false advertising.
Yeah, they
The
are.
violation sort of zone is massive. So if you get a
Massive.
post through, you can trust it. It's exactly right. It's what TikTok Shop is. It's the impulse. It's the bit where you're at the till and you grab a Mars bar. You know, Amazon, you go on Amazon, you know what you're going to buy. You search in there, oh, I want to buy a Stanley Cup. TikTok, you'll just see someone go, oh, I've got this cup, blah, 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 blah. And you go, oh, I want one of those. It and that impulse is, well, it's the biggest selling, what's the word? It's the biggest driver for sales.
Yeah.
And then once you buy one, you're in the shop then and you can carry on.
I think as well with TikTok Shop for me, because I am a big TikTok Shop fan, I go on Amazon, I spend 10 minutes looking at the reviews before I buy something. I look at every single
Yeah.
review for every single product. Whereas on TikTok, I don't have to do that because someone's given me the review. I can see
That's
what the
true.
review is straight away, and that's where I buy from.
Exactly. But you're dead right because social commerce is taking over. You don't watch adverts anymore. Everyone fast forwards. As soon as they invented that fast forward button on the adverts, everyone used it. And adverts are dying. No,
Even
newspapers.
brands don't use adverts anymore. They're using UGC content creators. They're using actual real people. They're not using
Real
the
people.
influencers as much. They're not using the old advertising schemes.
No, the days of J
there are a
Lo
lot of
selling
new
Pantene. It's not a thing
TikTok
anymore, is it? Yeah,
shops.
exactly. And it's just getting going. This is the crazy thing. The Americans are about 6 to 8 months ahead of us. No word of a lie, I'm going to be interviewing a guy from our show who's making $90,000 a month. I know. And he's a boy, a young boy in his 20s, deep south in Texas. Just a normal lad. Learned a couple of skills, learned, joined a Discord group. And now he's making 90,000. He's made 2 months of $45,000.
Again, it's breaking those old paradigms of you have to be a certain age, you have to have this degree, you have to have this. Da, 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 da. It's just like bulldozing all of those.
People want
It's
people.
amazing that you've got such a good community because I know when I was starting out, I was in a community. So the days where I was posting 3 times a day and not getting any followers or not getting any traction, those were the hardest days because, like we were talking about earlier, you have to have that blind faith. Whereas when you're in a community of everyone in the same boat almost, or there's a few people doing better, but that's inspiring. So they know
Yeah.
they can reach to, or there's people who have been through it like you guys, so you can give them that advice. I think that's just like a real good environment for anyone starting a business.
Exactly right, Lee. Because you're right, it is inspiring when someone does really well, but we also understand that there's an element in you that says, fuck you, you know? Yeah, there is. And you're jealous of them. Of course you are. That's completely natural.
Course.
We come on to tell you that's normal. And
Yeah.
we'll say, look, let's look at your content. We'll give them tips. We'll say to you, actually, you know what? Your content's great. Just keep going. It just helps. It really does. But
Amazing.
it's such a lovely community and it's such a massive opportunity. We got on it at a stage that we know, and this isn't bluster when I say this, and I'd never used to say things like this, but in 5 years' time, we'll be the biggest one in the world.
Yeah, I believe you.
It's just going to happen because we got going early and we're going to train people up over the next year that when it massively blows up, we've got the best trained, well-oiled machines that can be a brilliant affiliate for any brand, and everybody will get rich off the back of it, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's funny because the next question I was, and kind of the question I was going to end on was what's your plan for 2025? But you just gave me like the 5-year plan, the
Well,
biggest brand in the world for it.
it's crazy.
What are your plans for 2025 in terms of personal life, the TikTok shop affiliate program, everything?
So with business, we're still doing Amazon. We're not quitting that, but it has sat on the back burner for a couple of months. So I want to get my Amazon stuff back up and running. I want to branch out. This is always makes me think of when Robbie Williams left Take That. I want to go and make it in America. No,
He did all right. Have you watched his Netflix documentary?
no.
Oh, it's Netflix of Robbie Williams is actually really good.
Oh, good. But yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to grow my socials into America because I think this TikTok shop thing, there's nothing to stop us hiring American affiliates for American brands. And
Yeah.
I think that was where it would go nuts. But so the Amazon thing, TikTok thing, Luke and I, there's things in place at the moment. I can't share yet, Liz. Let me
Okay,
come
that's
back when
fine.
we
That's
do.
fine.
But we got things in place that could genuinely change everything to the point where we would need an office in Brighton, blah, 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 blah. I said it to my mum and dad. I went, look, there's no exaggeration when I say when I'm 50, this was never the goal, but when I'm 50, I'm expecting to be a millionaire the way things are going. And it felt weird saying that. And now I'm kind of just coming to terms with it. Because like you and I often say, when your goal actually comes, you need to be ready for it.
Yeah.
So I'm preparing myself to be ready for that, even though it wasn't even a goal of mine. But things have gone so well, something would have gone wrong if I'm not.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
It is nuts. But I think the way you've prepped your self-concept for it and the way you've manifested it, and you've just aligned yourself to this identity and you'll continue to do so. Like you did with the, it's like what you were saying about, I want to be a better dad. You had that in mind and you knew what you had to do, so you were aligned to it. So now the goal is, I mean, it's not even a goal, it's just the path, it's the destination. It's not even a goal
Yeah.
anymore, it's just what's going to happen. You're going to align yourself to that. And there are going to be days where you feel like a fraud, you feel like an imposter syndrome, or, oh my God, who am I? I'm from Brighton and I've just come from a normal job and I was a civil servant. Like those things are going to pop up, and it's just about constantly realigning and doing things every single day that bring yourself back to, no, I'm going to be a millionaire at 50. Like, bring you
That's
back.
it. But I also want to do things like the house needs improving. So we'd either want to do something nice to the house or even move out into a bigger house. Holiday, we need a holiday.
You do
Disney's
need
always
a holiday.
on the list, but yeah, we need a holiday.
Definitely need a holiday. You've got your
Oh,
amazing 2 years. You need to like soak it up now.
could you imagine? That would be so lovely. Yeah, that's what we want. We want lots of them, actually. And what else? Oh, public speaking. I want to go out and I want to do a speaking event January, February next year in Brighton. I put the feelers out on my stories and in my Facebook group. So we had something like 98% of people, about 120 people, all voted yes. Two people went on my stories who didn't even follow me and went, "No, I'm not coming." Like, well, why did you do that? What made you want to push that button?
People are so strange, honestly.
But yeah, so I want to do something with a bar and have a night.
Love that. Absolutely love
Yeah.
that. I know it will be amazing.
Well, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to
I will
talk.
be there. I'm not even care about my invitation. I'll be there. I'm not waiting for the invite. I know I'm going to be there anyway.
Love it. I love
No,
it.
it'll be fantastic. And I think it will be amazing to finally meet up in person. And for all of those people who have been following you, for to get that energy, I think there's such magic about in-person energy.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll bring Claire along, bring your man down. Yeah,
Oh my God, I can't wait. A bit
that'd be
more about
amazing.
that.
Yeah, big
I
group.
keep him kind of separate from this world. But he does want to get into, finding other ways instead of just a job as well. So I think for anybody, it's going to be such an important event. So anybody, if you want to come down, keep your eyes peeled because I'll be promoting it like hell on my stories. I know Desmond as
No.
well. So yeah, it'll be incredible.
Love it. Love it.
This is the last question. What is the one piece of advice or a quote you live by to give people listening to this today or watching this today?
I'll put it behind me. Do what others won't, so you can have what others don't.
Love
That's it.
that.
When it gets tough, everyone quits. Don't
Yep,
quit.
they do.
That's it. When things are looking shit, keep going, persevere, double down. Look at what is it that you could be doing that's making things go shit. Don't just assume that you're faultless in all of this.
That's a massive one.
Yeah,
What
that.
are you doing? Well, what
Yeah.
aren't you doing? A lot of
Yeah.
different question.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So yeah. When you come to realize that there's always another episode of a brilliant TV show. There's always another game of football next season. There's always something that you're seeing. You've really got to separate what you need from what you want
Yeah.
and be all right with that. I've missed so many games of football, but it's ridiculous. I'm an Aston Villa fan, Lyd, and we played Bayern Munich and we hadn't been in Europe for the best part of 40 years. And I was on a webinar call for TikTok Shop, and that was all right. It was all right. You kind of just
You'll have
say
a
it
box
doesn't.
there soon enough, so you'll be able
Yeah,
to remember.
exactly.
It's all for the great. I always say it's all for the greater good. It's all for the when I have to do make a little sacrifice, whether it's personal, business, whatever. I'm like, it's all for the greater good. It's all for the
That's
end.
it. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on today. I've loved this episode. It's given me a deeper insight into everything that's gone on for you in the past 2 years as well. And we've spoken a lot over the past 7 months, but it would be really nice for me to find out a lot of things as well. So I know my audience and your audience are just going to love this episode because, like you said before we started, it's usually you doing the interviewing.
Yeah, right. I've
It's
never
nice
talked so
that
much in my
we've.
life. I can see how red I've got. It's ridiculous. I feel like I've got a suntan.
Where can people find you? So people are going to be listening to this podcast thinking, I want to know all about what Des does. Where can they find you?
Lovely. So on TikTok, goodbye poor, hello rich. So goodbye poor underscore hello rich. For the first 6 months, everyone thought my name was Rich. Shocker. Shocker. Instagram's the same, goodbye poor hello rich. On Facebook, same actually. Well, go in one of mine and there's a link tree that takes you everywhere else. The podcast is the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich podcast, formerly the 200 to 100,000 pound challenge podcast. But yeah, goodbye poor hello rich. We're doing really well with that as well.
Amazing. Oh, thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, my pleasure, honestly. I loved it. Really, really good catching up.
Oh, amazing. We are going to have to do it again. I think this is going to be a regular, at least. I mean, it's been 6 months since we did our last one, but it's definitely going to be a yearly thing. Hopefully,
Nice.
not as much, but I think we're going to keep updating each other's audiences.
Definitely. And our backgrounds gets more and more extravagant and stuff. That would be
Definitely.
amazing.
I mean, I was upstairs in my little bedroom before, but I've just treated myself to a new sofa and everything. So I was like, I'm doing it downstairs
Oh,
this
yeah, nice. Thank
Oh, thank you so much, Des.
you, Lily. My pleasure. Take care.